This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, Ian's with me tonight. Ian, one of the stories that I found interesting is the Bermuda Triangle. They're trying to ban same-sex marriage for the third time. So this is one of those territories, British Overseas Territories. So when the law changed, the same-sex marriage, the marriage equality law came in England, it transferred to these other territories as well. And Bermuda has been fighting to try and change it back. It's a really good example of where the culture has not caught up with the laws.
There'll always be conservatives out there, true believers.
Yes. So basically this fight has been going on. They've tried to introduce different acts into Parliament to change things to a partnership act instead of marriage, and then they tried to re-ban, the first country in the world, in fact, to try and re-ban same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court of Bermuda has ruled both times that they cannot make those changes, so what they're doing now is taking it to the Privy Council. This is not something that happens very often. The Privy Council, this is the highest court in all of the Commonwealth, basically, the Queen's Court.
I'm not a lawyer, but I can't imagine they'll take much interest in that in these sort of times.
I tend to agree with you, and certainly hoping that. And so Out Bermuda, which is the local LGBT group, said they're, obviously very keen on watching this. They don't think they'll get a result till 2021, though. So it's a bit of a long hold, that one.
Can I mention a good news story? I saw that a couple of my English friends messaged me about over the last couple of days, which is that PrEP, the HIV prevention tool, has finally come to the grand old country of England. It had been available in Scotland for some time, and finally the NHS has agreed to make PrEP available to gay
really
men and
that
other
hard
people
to
who
believe.
Would access it.
It's taken
Why
so long.
Why do you find it hard to believe? Well, let's not go on about it, but I think part of the reason has been cost. And the very high cost of those HIV prevention drugs, while they've been under patent under a big pharmaceutical company, Gilead, who actually sponsors the LGBT Mardi Gras here in Sydney. That's another story, but I think it's worth mentioning, and I've got a position on it. But now that drug is the drug which has been commercially known as Truvada is becoming available at generic prices, and the NHS has sat up and said, yes, we can afford this to make this available. So PrEP is not available globally in many, many countries. Part of the reason is cost, but part of the reason is homophobia, let's be clear.
I saw one too for Canada. Canada is moving to criminalise gay conversion therapy. One of the very few countries in the world. There's different provinces and different states and cities and things that have done it, but there's only just a bare handful of countries. And this was an election promise from Justin Trudeau, who scraped in at the last election. And so they're now, being true to their word and bringing in legislation. Although the legislation won't criminalise personal views expressed in private conversations by individuals, it's all about this very organised money-making setup to, undertake so-called conversion therapy. It's going to be completely disproved, and the World Psychological Organizations have all rubbished it, but it still goes on.
Well, conversion therapy is big business, and yes, there's been many religious organizations behind it in different parts of the world over the years. I think we're trying to, I'm not fully behind this, but I believe that we're trying to set up a similar law in Victoria and in some other states. And what we get into is the territory of what that legislation should actually say, and also where does it intersect with religious discrimination and discrimination rights. But absolutely, I think we can expect to see some sort of conversion law conversion therapy law on the cards here in Victoria and in other parts of Australia pretty soon.
And yes, not a minute too soon.
I had another African story, if I've got time to mention it, which was in South Africa, which has perhaps some of the most progressive, well, it does have the most progressive LGBT laws in the continent of Africa. They have just opened on March the 11th, according to Reuters, the continent's first queer wellness centre. Just to read you out from the release from Reuters, LGBT plus South Africans said that the continent's first queer wellness centre, which opened on Tuesday, would spare gay and trans people the shame, rejection and confusion they often face when seeking medical care. This is a bit sort of following on from what I was saying about PrEP and access to PrEP. Even if PrEP is made available in some of those countries, you need gay and LGBT friendly health services such that people can access health services. And so this is an important development, and I think that there are a number of LGBT-friendly health services and clinics now in South Africa.
And hopefully those sorts of changes will also rub off on other countries throughout Africa as well. I've got one more before you go. I've got to share with you, which is, of course, great homophobe, Margaret Court. She's announced that they won't be closing their church to protect it from coronavirus because, and this is a quote, "We are in agreement that this COVID-19 will not come near our dwelling or our church. We are praying daily, knowing we are all protected by the blood of Jesus." Oh dear, that's a wrap.
Yes.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.